This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. This song and the story behind it are the source of our letters today. Yesterday, we brought you the tale of brother Claude Ely and the song Ain't No Grave Gonna Hold My Body Down. There ain't no grave. Brother Claude was an itinerant Pentecostal preacher in eastern Kentucky, and his music inspired some of the biggest names in rock and roll. One listener who wrote in is a Pentecostal historian from Loudoun, Tennessee. Kimberly Alexander writes this: Brother Claude Ely's legacy is an unknown national treasure. And Jesse Trail of Glen Cove, New York, wrote to tell us, I have finally had a driveway moment. Your story about Brother Claude Ely left me in tears. I'm gay, a Democrat, and a flaming liberal, but I'd follow Brother Claude Ely to the bowels of hell and back. And he adds, thank you for reminding me of a cherished Pentecostal childhood. Finally, Stephen Brackett of Birmingham, Alabama, wrote to thank us for revealing the history of a song that is meaningful to his family. He writes, when my younger sister passed away many years ago at the age of 6, my father asked that the song Ain't No Grave be sung at her funeral. And just last year, when my father passed away, my mother and I asked that it be sung at his. I'll see the band of angels, they're coming after me, 'cause there ain't no grave gonna hold my body down. Thank you for your comments. You can write to us by going to npr.org.